Looking at the local news, weekly unemployment benefits are going up in Oregon. Tom Fuller with Oregon Employment Department says only new filings for those renewing will be able to take advantage of the new annual increase.
Last year, the maximum amount somebody could get on unemployment insurance per week was $496. That's now going to $507. The minimum amount was $116. That's going up just a little bit to $118.
Fuller says they do this every year. The rate is a set percentage of the average weekly wage earned by Oregonians. Workers at 911 in Bend area fielded 82 complaints about illegal fireworks this 4th of July. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
Lieutenant Chris Carney of Bend Police says the fine is $908, but tough to enforce.
Part of our problem is we see the fireworks go off. We go to that location. Of course, we get there, nobody's lighting off fireworks, and nobody's at least willingly admitting that, hey, we had illegal fireworks over here.
He says they are not trying to ruin the fun and patriotism of the holiday, but illegal fireworks are explosive devices that can be very dangerous.
We look at them as fireworks. They're fun. Look how pretty they are. But they're actually an explosive device. If they malfunction, if for some reason they fall over, if you're too close, they shoot in, you know, into a crowd of people. They can get hurt. They can catch homes on fire. The brush fires obviously could take out a neighborhood.
I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The City of Bend Streets Department is not happy about the latest chip seal road work. Repaving on Empire and 9th Street done last summer is not holding up well. Hardy Hansen runs the Bend Street Department.
And that's when we started to see the rock loss was last year. And it's slowly been, you know, been eroding, and now, 6 months later, or, well, about a year later, it's 50% gone, which is not a good result at all.
Chip seal is supposed to last for about 7 years, and the streets department leaders are at a loss as to why this didn't work. And they're looking into poor results, and they plan to improve on it before doing any more chip seal work down the road. Central Oregon has a lot of foreclosed homes, and Habitat for Humanity is starting to buy some of them and refurbish them for families. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
Robin Cooper with the Bend Area Habitat for Humanity says they're part of a pilot program.
We actually already rehabbed one home and sold it to a family earlier this spring. We've got two foreclosed properties that we purchased probably late last year or early this year, and we are in the rehabbing stages of those, and then those will be sold later in the year to Habitat families that are going through the program.
The Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative is a new program which allows Habitat to expand their services to serve more low-income families. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Talk show host Lars Larson says he chose not to cover the daily blow-by-blow trial of Casey Anthony, but he did comment yesterday on the not guilty verdict.
Now that the verdict has been reached, and it is a stunner as far as I'm concerned, the idea that this woman lied to the cops, and she was convicted of several counts of lying to the police. The fact that her daughter is dead. The fact that her daughter ended up dead in a plastic bag with duct tape on her. And a cockamamie explanation from mom. First, the child was with a nanny. Then the child was just missing. Then the child might have accidentally drowned. And because of some unnamed abuse that she suffered at the hands of her father. And boy, the role of those parents going in there, and it seems to me, not entirely telling the truth on the stand either. You really got to wonder what's going on in that family.
And the crew of a sinking ship was rescued a Monday night off the Oregon coast. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
The 29-foot Sea Star was 7 miles northwest of Newport when it started taking on water. At 6 o'clock Monday night, the crew issued a mayday, giving the Coast Guard their location. As the Coast Guard sent a helicopter and two motor lifeboats, the crew scrambled into a life raft.
The Sea Star had sunk by the time the 47s arrived on the scene.
Petty Officer Eric Chandler says the helicopter helped transfer the crew to the motor lifeboat. What caused the boat to take on water isn't known. Chandler says issuing a mayday with location, crew information, and the problem saved their lives.
The reason being, if your radio shorts out due to taking on water, they need to know where you are, they need to know how many people they're looking for, and they need to know what the problem is.
None of the crew was hurt. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Coming up in your local news in just 25 minutes, gas prices are down. Also, Governor John Kitzhaber signs a bill requiring state agencies to streamline health care. Those stories and more coming up. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND. Okay.